With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Cashing in Karma. Local Band of the Week, Cashing in Karma. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music?
They put out a record back in 2018 called Down the Rabbit Hole. Really good records. Hopefully some new music will be coming out from them very soon. They've been around for about 6 years, but check them out, Cashing in Karma.
And if you want that info, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And if you want more local music, what you got to do is you got to check out Loud and Local. It's a two-hour show every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here on The Rock. Great music you can find on there, like Cashing in Karma. Friday, everybody. I know Danny is jumping because the U.S. women just won their soccer match.
Yeah.
Yep. So congrats
those
to them.
Those teenagers showed up again at the last minute.
Those
and
darn teenagers.
This group of teenagers, they help all the soccer teams.
Those kids.
Sounds like a Scooby gang or something.
Coming through.
Those pesky teenagers showing up to help people win soccer matches. It was in penalty kicks, right?
Yeah. Went all the way down to penalty kicks and they beat the Dutch.
Yeah,
so congrats to them.
Suck it, Dutch. Wow. Is that how you're supposed to celebrate?
Yeah, I think so. I think that works out.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah. Sportsmanship. That's it. Let's get to our contestants today. We got Amy and Lacey. Amy, are you there?
I am. Suck
excellent.
A Dutch, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then.
What'd she say?
She said suck a Dutch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can hear it. All right, Steve, get out of here.
All right.
All right.
For those playing at home, Amy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Amy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
So ready.
What salad is typically made of celery, grapes, apples, walnuts, and mayonnaise?
Waldorf.
Yes. Annapolis is the capital of what U.S. state?
Maryland?
Yes. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
Yes. Which actor has starred in Predator, Terminator, and Conan the Barbarian?
Arnold.
Yes. What flavor is amaretto?
Mocha.
No.
Nut.
Well, yeah, I guess. The first episode of Jeopardy aired in what decade?
70.
No.
60s.
No.
Oh. 80s.
Yes. What character did Lisa Kudrow play in Friends?
80.
Yes. What color are the $10 bills in a standard game of Monopoly?
Ooh. Orange.
No.
Green.
No.
Pass.
Rafael Nadal is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Yes. Vodka, triple sec, and lime juice make up what cocktail?
Vodka, triple sec, and lime juice. I don't know.
All right. Well, you still got 8 correct, so very good job.
Not a bad job at all.
Nice.
Ooh, well,
very nice.
You can't put the cart before the horse here.
I like Amy's attitude. You know,
or the horse before. No, yeah, it's a cart before the horse. Right. Yeah, you got it right. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You are, sure. You are a poet.
I have something there. I see a Steve is something here, too.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What salad is typically made of celery, grapes, apples, walnuts, and mayonnaise?
What the hell? Mayonnaise? Cobb salad?
No.
Caesar salad?
No.
Unhealthy salad?
No. Annapolis is the capital of what U.S. state?
Maryland.
Yes. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
Yes. Which actor has starred in Predator, Terminator, and Conan the Barbarian?
Arnold.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. What flavor is amaretto?
Nuts.
Yes. The first episode of Jeopardy aired.
Almond?
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. The first episode of Jeopardy aired in what decade?
50s?
No.
60s?
No.
70s?
No. What character did Lisa Kudrow play in Friends?
Phoebe.
Yes. What color are the $10 bills in the standard game of Monopoly?
Blue.
No.
Green.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. Rafael Nadal is famous for playing
tennis.
What? Yes. Vodka, triple sec, and lime juice make up what cocktail?
A kamikaze.
Yes. And Steve, you and Amy tie.
Oh.
8-8.
Kiss your sister.
No. Yeah. I mean, if you're Luke
and Leia.
Yeah, if you're in Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, Amy, you can't really say suck it, Migs, because you kind of both did it, you know.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys got to go to penalty kicks now. So do that in your own time.
Yeah, good
no
game,
goal
though,
for
Amy.
Us.
Amy, you call back and play again because you know what? You give Steve a run for his money, and I want that song. I know you can do it.
Yeah, I got super close with that. Yeah.
I know you can do it, Amy.
The ones you did not get correct, Steve, Amy did.
Yeah.
So she knew that the first episode of Jeopardy aired in the 80s. It was 1984.
Why did I think
Jeopardy's been going on longer?
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I was so surprised it was only the 80s. Yeah.
And then that unhealthy salad you thought was the Waldorf salad.
The what salad?
Waldorf salad.
I never even heard of that.
Oh, really?
No.
It's really good because it's got stuff like celery, grapes, apples, and walnuts in it.
Oh, thanks, B. Yes. Oh, I've seen that. I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, it's a Waldorf.
All right.
So
what's the history behind it? Why is it called Waldorf? Is it based on the guy from the Muppets?
No, there was a chef named Waldorf, and he made it. I have no idea.
Wasn't it from Waldorf, Maryland?
Is that a place? Made?
I feel like England is somewhere where this might have originated.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, you may be right, Danny. I feel like it's
I don't know. It
place.
Seems like a purely American thing with the mayonnaise.
Waldorf salad is named for the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City.
Oh, good job.
New York All City? Right.
All right, I've been there, man. So that means it's expensive.
Okay.
Well, the time that I got to go to New York, remember that Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick?
Oh, gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
They sent us, so they flew me out there, and they put us up. Like, this is back when movie theaters, like movie companies spent money. Now you know why they went out of budget for some of these things. So they would, like, send a bunch of radio people to go see Godzilla from across the country, flew me out there, put me up in a room at the Waldorf, which is, like,
Ooh,
really nice. And then they gave you $100 a night. for Ooh. Room service.
Okay, then.
Nice. Yeah, that $100 got me like a grilled cheese sandwich and a couple. I had my buddy Scott visited me, and we're like, I got $100 we could spend on room service. And we're like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. It didn't get us very much. I think we got a couple grilled cheese sandwiches, and I think the little bottles of Diet Coke were like
$15.
Wow. Well,
for room service, that kind of makes sense when it comes down to it.
How was the grilled cheese, though?
It was, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a $40 grilled cheese sandwich, I'll tell you that.
That's disappointing.
So. Yeah, but all in all, it was pretty awesome. Nice Damn. Hotel.
Yeah.
Should have got the salad, that. Apparently.
Yeah, you should have got the Waldorf.
Right.
I mean, I think now that I know that that's where you get a Waldorf salad, I want to have a Waldorf at the Waldorf. I feel like that's a man mission for me.
What
now.
Do they charge for the Waldorf
they
sandwich?
They don't have it on their menu.
What?
Right?
That is un-American.
I mean, the first time they ever served it was in 1896, so it makes sense that they changed their menu a little bit, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that sounds so foo-foo.
That's like, their staple.
Right.
We named it. We don't need to serve it anymore. You want to get it, go to one of those little hotels over there.
I might raise a scene. I might be like, the only reason I say that your stupid hotel and you don't even have it, I'm out.
If you said that to them, I think they'd look at you and go, sir, you're an idiot then.
Yeah, well, you know.
You stayed at our hotel for a salad.
Yeah, I'm an idiot, but I'm paying, okay? So deal with me.
Do they have the grilled cheese sandwich on there?
Do they have?
I'm just curious what it's costing these days.
It cost you $40 before?
So, it was like $40 for two of them, I think.
Oh,
if I remember correctly. I don't remember now.
I think it's going to be up to $30.
It was
now.
Pretty expensive, though.
Well, it looks like they have a ham and cheese panini, which is probably the closest we got. And that's $21.
Oh, so the prices are similar.
Prices haven't changed much.
Because ham and cheese, you're getting the ham along with the cheese, dude.
Black Forest ham. Mm.
Oh,
with Dijon mustard aioli.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to the Black Forest, wherever that is, and I want to order ham.
Oh, somebody says my grandma makes the Waldorf, and it's delicious.
Okay. Unless his grandma is actually in the Waldorf Hotel, I don't want to hear about that.
Her name is Waldorf.
Yeah, Grandma Waldorf.
Waldorf. All right, well, if her name is Waldorf, Girl. Danny, you should play the lottery today because those odds are pretty low.
All right.
Hey, we're talking about Jeopardy, and I don't know if any of you guys have been watching, but I did watch because I really wanted to root for LeVar Burton. And
how'd he do?
I didn't see the first episode, but I feel like he was better.
Okay.
I think that given time, he will be good, but he's nervous. There's no doubt about that. That you can tell he's nervous. But I do feel like given time, he will be good. I don't know if they'll give him time, but
because no other hosts have we heard that they seem nervous and that they need time.
Yeah, I know. Which is but I don't want to believe that Ken Jennings can be better than a professional actor, but maybe he can be. But I'm rooting for LeVar just because I love him from Star Trek. That's why I want LeVar. But he did okay. The episode I saw, did he did okay. The one that I'm pissed about apparently is the rest of the country's pissed, and I'm happy. And that's the latest champion, Matt from Connecticut, who he is wrecking house. It seems like the people he's playing against don't even know how to play the game. And yet he's very annoying because no matter what question he's asked, he always answers what. And I'm so angry because I feel like he should be losing a lot because he doesn't answer it properly. Because you're supposed to answer in the form of a question, but I think it should be a proper form of the question. For instance, like if they'll go, hey, who was on the Big Bang Theory and was offered, which I didn't know, Jim Parsons was offered $50 million and he said no to the 12th season of the Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
which
wow.
Yeah, which is just nuts. But when they said, who was offered $50 million to do the Big Bang Theory, and he said no, he kept saying, what's Parsons? Like, and it's like, it should be, who is Jim Parsons, not
when. This is great. So there's no rule against what kind of way you ask it.
Yeah, if you, on Wheel of Fortune.
He's trolling people, I bet.
I don't know. But he's very annoying. And then he sort of like has a tilt to him where he sort of answers you from a sideways position. It is the weirdest thing where he's like, he's almost doing his Blue Steel. Like he turns sideways, but then he looks at you head on.
What if like him and his buddies concocted all this and like, dude, you know what you should do? You should answer everything with what and then just come off extra douchey.
Well, yeah, it could be a good game theory tactic.
Well, he's doing good. I guess he's like top 10 ever when it comes to winnings.
Oh, dude, he is just, it's ridiculous. He is just, the one I watched, I just, I felt like he was like $20,000 ahead of everybody. Like when it came to Final Jeopardy, he didn't even have to bet. He was just like, he could have bet almost all of it and still beat them, even if he lost all of it, because they were like, he was 20,000 ahead of everybody. It was just nuts. So, yeah, but he's very annoying. So
yeah, so I said, dear Matt on Jeopardy, please use the correct pronoun. You are making me crazy.
And how is it if you say Achilles wrong on Wheel of Fortune? I mean, you know, you sound it out, and it can be sounded out that way, that they go, no, you don't get the money. But you can literally ask the wrong question with Jeopardy, and it's okay. Which is, there's no what is Jim Parsons. That's not right. How is Jeopardy looser than Wheel of Fortune?
I mean, but if they never made it clear that that's how you do it, then he could just do whatever he wants. Maybe his comfort zone. Maybe that's like a safety blanket for him or a security blanket for him.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I don't like the guy.
You don't like him just because he says what?
Yep. And plus, if he seems very douchey. He really does. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's...
Everybody who's on Jeopardy that does well comes off douchey.
Well, this guy's... The whole country's commenting on it, so I can't... You know, I watch a lot of Jeopardy, but I don't think Ken Jennings is a douche. I think Ken Jennings just comes off as a smart guy, but this guy just has this, like...
Everyone's got their opinions, BJ.
Well, you watch him and see. You probably think he's a douche, too.
I like him now. Matt's my favorite Jeopardy contestant ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you
go, Matt Amodio.
Watch tonight's episode. You'll get to see LeVar, see Matt. You're not going to do that much prep work, are you?
No, I got a life to live, man. I'm not watching Jeopardy.
Well, then you know what? I'm going to just then take your opinion.
Got a child running around. They got Cocomelon to watch.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to then take your opinion and put it in the trash can of opinions that I don't value then.
What?
As far as Jeopardy goes.
What?
What?
Yeah. Hey, here's a question for you. Why would a guy jump a fence to get closer to a jaguar at a zoo? Oh, I'll tell you what happened. And we'll do that at 7:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida. And a lot of good stuff about the area. But sometimes the people...
Hey, wow.
Yeah. Sometimes the people of Jacksonville are just like, why?
Go Jaguars, huh?
Yeah. Oh, dude, talk about this. There is a dude who decided, hey, man, I'm going to go to the Jacksonville Zoo. And he ended up getting clawed by one of the Jaguars there because, he jumped a barrier and stuck his hand into the pen because... Yes, that's what you do when you got dangerous animals. You want to get your hand in the pen where they can go get at it.
Well, maybe he was rocking like a Jaguars jersey and he wanted to get that ultimate safe selfie. You're like, here I am rocking Go Jaguars with a Jaguar, man.
Yeah, that's Florida for you right there. I feel like
there's stupid people that go to zoos in every state.
Yeah. Dude, I live there. I do think there's some stupid on a level down sometimes in Jacksonville that even surprised me.
I don't understand how it, like, we just went to the Point Defiance Zoo, and, like, you know, there's the big ass tiger, and I think it even says it on the thing. It says big ass tiger. And, you know, we walk by that thing, and man, it's a big ass tiger. Never once did I think, I want to get closer to this.
Yeah.
I'm cool with being as separated and as far apart from something like that with as many barriers and glass partitions as possible.
Yeah, witnesses say this dude had egged on the big cats before he hopped over a gate and into the exhibit. And then he apparently tried to get the attention of the wild animals. And, of course, one of them's like, okay, genius, you want this? Here you go. And it swiped his arm. I mean, he's got non-life-threatening injuries. They took him to the hospital. Here's Deputy Zoo Director Dan Maloney talking about this wonderful individual.
This is an individual who wasn't using their head. Really dangerous. Jaguars are powerful animals. And he decided to stick his hand in through the mesh that, you know, it separates the jaguars from the outside. And he went over a railing as well. So he made some really poor decisions.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. He said it's like the first time in 11 years he's seen something as crazy as this.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Dan Maloney is not from Jacksonville. He's a transplant.
Why is that?
Because Dan sounds reasonable, like he knows he's got a brain in his head and knows how to think.
Damn.
He doesn't sound like...
shots at all Jacksonville, huh?
Dude, I lived there. I'm telling you right now.
You lived there 20-something years ago.
Yes, well...
You don't think things have changed?
Well, this is a story showing you that this is that people are like, this guy still live down there. I mean, it is... And there was that attitude sometimes when, like, what is happening? You know, why are you thinking this way, Jacksonville? Oh, it's just
one man does not represent an entire city.
No, but one man reminds me of what represented the entire city when I lived there.
Do you think the other Jaguars are all sitting there? You know how, like, in football, if there's someone that hits the field, like a streaker, like, some of the players are just like, I'm nailing the dude. Do you think, like, the Jaguars and the animals are like, look at this idiot, he's coming in. Which one of us wants to get him? I'll do it this time.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man, I hope they think that way. I hope it's like, Jim, you know, like, Tony?
Yes?
It's your turn. Great! And, you know, even though it was a Jaguar. I don't know any Jaguars.
Tiger, man.
I don't know any Jaguars that are famous that are outside of the football players, you know. I don't even
Carr.
Do you know any Jaguar players? I don't even think I know any.
Yeah. The Gardner guy. Gardner Minshew.
That's it.
And then the guy that's going to replace him in quarterback. The guy with the hair.
Yeah, boy, they really have a lot of famous players.
Hair. Well, I mean, he's the first round pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Trevor Lawrence.
There we go. Yeah, that's it. That's all we know. And you knew two more than I did. I am completely oblivious to anybody on the Jaguars now that I know two, like you said.
And was it Urban Meyer their coach?
I don't know either. If you know that, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only know that because he made an appearance on AEW and they were doing their...
Okay, you're like Vicky with Family Guy, except it's wrestling guy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Wrestling guy. I like that.
He made an appearance at Daly's Place, which is like the venue right next to the stadium.
Well, I need more of these football players to make appearances on Star Trek or something, and then I'll know who they are.
The guy with the hair, you know him.
Yeah. Oh, that guy, yeah, the guy with the... Yeah, all right.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, there was a dude who got clawed by a jaguar at a zoo because he jumped the barrier and stuck his hand into a pen. And, oh, hey, look, he got clawed. That's, based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Yeah, looking back on it, what the hell was I thinking when I did blank? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Looking back on it, what the hell was I thinking when I did blank? We got your calls, we got your texts after the Chili's on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A man was clawed by a jaguar at the zoo when he jumped a barrier and stuck his hand into the pen. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Looking back on it, what the hell was I thinking when I did blank? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this one. I ate fast food before skydiving for the first time. Yep, pooped my pants as I was in the air.
Oh, no.
Why would you even think that was a thing to do? I mean, your body gets so scared that
nerves.
It wants to... Yeah. I mean you, I don't want any food in me. Damn.
Yeah, no, that was one of those times where I thought that, and I never did it again, is eating fast food before playing hockey, even though it's a lot different, obviously, than jumping out of a plane. But, you know, I still get, like, whenever I would play in a game, I would always get the nerves. And I'd said it many times, and I'll say it again. I always thank my friend Cameron, because he was fully suited up, ready to play his game next. And I was like, if I don't get off this rink ASAP. I'm going to poop my pants while playing this game. So he finished the rest of the game so I could run to the bathroom and go poop.
Congratulations, you didn't do it.
I know, but that was like, I remember I ate a bunch of like cheeseburgers before the game and didn't think about it.
Wow.
That would have been really embarrassing. It was already embarrassing because everyone's like, why is Migs leaving the game when there's still like a couple minutes left in it? And I'm like, well, you know what? We need to win. So I'm putting in Cameron. I got to go.
Yeah. I feel like, though, you really could have continued the legacy.
Yeah. I mean, I did poop my pants playing hockey before and I was in high school.
Oh, wow. See, and then you also pooped your pants as a kid one time, right?
In second
Even
grade.
Early?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tough. You got second grade.
My mom had to come and get me for that.
Yeah.
One.
I mean, why won't you? You could just be that for the rest of your life and just pick, you know, every decade a place where you can poop your pants.
Oh, yeah. I haven't knocked it out in the 40s yet.
Yeah,
that's next.
I mean, look, you had the opportunity, man. You could have done it.
I hope it doesn't happen in the ring. I've heard that happening to some guys.
Oh, you mean wrestling?
Yes, because
you poop but you don't have money. You don't have much on.
That happens like the guys in the pros, like guys that like you know you see on the WWE and other places. Oh. Like that, you take a body slam the wrong way.
Oh boy!
And if your stomach's not feeling all that good, you got to hope that you're wearing like something that can hold stuff in. Otherwise,
you become internet famous.
There are videos out there of certain wrestlers where you can see like.
Wow.
Something's going on.
No. Don't Google search that one.
You know, I got to wrestle tomorrow, and I think I've jinxed myself.
Oh, no. Steve's pooping his pants this weekend.
Boy. I'm winning the championship in Bellingham, and I'm pooping myself.
Who's in? All right.
Tomorrow at the Fraternal Order of Eagles in Bellingham. See what happens.
It's a party.
All right, it's not going
to
happen.
Let's go to Jay and Lake Stevens. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jay, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Jay. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
All right. So when I was younger, me and my buddies were really, really into the X Games, like when they were first hitting the scene, 12, 13, 14. We'd all ride our bikes around the neighborhood, going down hills, trying to go as fast as we can, doing little things that were barely even stunts. One day I found some leftover wood near one of the garbage cans. I said, you know what? I'm building myself a ramp.
Nice.
So built a very small... What?
That was nice, man. Let's do this.
Exactly. So built a small ramp. We put it at the bottom of a hill. We were kind of in like this little enclosed townhouse neighborhood. So there was a nice hill that gave us some speed. We're going off of it all day, no problem. I get the genius idea that say, you know what? I'm going to try it one-handed. Go off, take my hands off the handlebars, forget to put them back on. Land, fall off the seat, onto the crossbar. Front flip over my handlebars.
Oh, there's a lot of damage there. How bad was it?
I was actually okay physically. It definitely hurt my ego, but I was laying there and I was just like, oh God, go get my mom. Please go get my mom.
And my mom really was stoked about that.
And there was nothing wrong with you? You felt like there was.
I mean, I was in pain from the fall, but there was no lasting damage. I didn't need surgery, no broken bones.
Oh, that's actually pretty good considering, man. I mean, you know, it's so amazing the amount of bike injuries that happened. And in my generation, before there were helmets, where people were okay. I mean, when you think about just like, you know, why we have helmets now, because of the fact it could really do some serious damage. I'm amazed at how many people in my lifetime escaped that because we had no helmets. Wow.
Someone just texted in and said, what the hell was I thinking when I decided to stay with my wife after I found out that she had an affair with her best friend's husband?
With her best friend's husband.
What a scandalous thing.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is, well, you know, though.
Not so much a best friend after all.
No.
There are a lot of songs that are about that, though. You know what I mean? The car is my best friend's girl. You know, Jesse's girl. It's about trying to get your best friend's person.
Yeah.
A lot of songs sing about that, so maybe it's not as, but you know. It's one thing to think it, but to go do it.
Yeah, that's not like that. I don't know if that's necessarily an out. Like, why'd you bang my best friend's wife or whatever? And why'd you bang my husband or whatever? And she's like, well, the song said it was okay, so I could do it too.
I mean, that song's my favorite song. You should have known.
Well, I see your son's in the room.
Oh, lovely.
Nuts.
Boy, you should ask me, but all right, I'll let you know, because I think he's done a lot of, what?
Yeah, you're involved in this one.
What the hell was I thinking when I said, yeah, Dad, I'll come work with you?
Well, yeah, that. And this one time when I was living at the Shea household, my friend and I went to make some frozen food, opened the freezer to find some exploded soda. Apparently a 12-pack had been left in there overnight. Some of it had frozen, exploded. tore up the freezer.
Who left a 12-pack of soda in the freezer?
I think it was someone who was hanging out with my mom the night before. Not a smart idea, but it happened. I have the genius idea, however, that instead of cleaning up the mess, to throw the rest of the frozen soda 12-pack off of our deck onto a cul-de-sac. So I'm doing it with my friend. We're having the time of our life. We're caught up in it. These things are exploding like the 4th of July. But what I haven't realized is it's making a bunch of noise. And my dad comes upstairs. And he looks at me. And, you know, it's at that moment I realize this was a really dumb idea. Because he stares at me and he goes, you thought instead of cleaning the fridge that it looks like a mess, to instead take this 12-pack and launch it off of our deck at our neighbors.
Yeah, seems about right.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got grounded for like a month.
Yeah. Well, you know, and of course, the other person involved with you is now a very successful lawyer, but you wouldn't have thought about it in those days. You would have thought like this. It's like these two kids are going to end up in Stupid Town, is what I thought when I saw this.
So one of Joe's friends became a lawyer?
Yeah, now he's a lawyer. Yeah.
Nice
guy. I was not a good influence on him.
You guys still friends?
Yeah, he lives, I believe, in Michigan now? Minnesota,
yeah.
Okay. You don't know where he lives. How good of a friend are you?
Yeah, he's really not that good of a good friend. I think I know more about this kid than he does.
That might be true.
See, I got out of Washington. This kid's a bad influence on me. I want to become a lawyer one day.
He got really boring and went to law school.
Yeah, right.
You know, Steve, I think a lot of the friends that we first met when we moved here, a lot of the parents decided that my kids were a bad influence, and they sort of just sort of distanced themselves over the years so that their kids could have normal lives.
And we got a bad rep, though. He was the one who got drunk off his mom's vodka and started trying to bicycle up his Ohio hill and fell all the way back down.
You know, it's true. I mean, a lot of those parents and friends were hypocrites because they would be like, your kids are going to be the worst kids in the neighborhood. And then as it turns out, you know, some of those other kids had real, real bad issues. My kids just had a big mouth and like to throw cans off of a deck, you know, but, you know, as opposed to being in rehab. I mean, none of them are in rehab.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, thank you. My kids are good. Sort of.
Ish.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an ish there. That's for sure. We got a man that was arrested all because he got the wrong order at McDonald's. Oh, and this is a big meltdown. Oh, we have the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!